Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Christmas is a story. It's a story, and we like stories, and so we tell stories again and again and again. And Christmas is a story that we think about every year. And we started last Sunday just talking about the Christmas story and how this story started so long ago. Many, many hundreds, thousands of years ago, when God created the world, this story kind of was set into motion. And it's a story of, really at its core, like all good stories, it's a story about relationships. It's a story that has a crisis in it, many crises in it. And one came early on when we were separated from God, and then all of the things that God was doing. And here, in this verse here in Isaiah that I just read, it's kind of the turning point in this story. Because up to this point in the story, God had been looking forward to something for a long, long time. And the story had kind of been moving very, very, very slowly toward another climax, another crisis. And here, at this point, is really a turning point in this story, because the plan that God had to build relationship, to restore relationship with us, left heaven at this point and intersected with earth. And the spiritual came into the physical, and this is the point in the story where suddenly things get very, very different. And it says here that this young girl, this virgin, will get pregnant and have a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And here's what's amazing about that. Emmanuel, what that means is God with us. Because the relationship that this story is all about is a relationship that you and I have with God, and how it was there and good and beautiful. And then that relationship was broken and lost and stolen. And for years, there'd been this longing on God's part, on our part, to have that relationship restored. And here we see God's plan entering into our world, and Emmanuel means God is with us. In other words, God came here. God came here into our world looking for us, and it happened on that Christmas day. And it's worth asking the question, I think, what does that look like? What does it look like for God to come here? You know, if God's going to God's different than us, and what's that look like for him to come be with us? Well, one of the things that it looked like when God started this plan, when God came to be with us, when Emmanuel came, is this. It blended in some very real ways with daily life. And here in Luke chapter 2, we see this story picked up. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. That's that young girl. That's that virgin who's pregnant, who's going to have a son. She's great with child. That son, Emmanuel, is about to be born. God is entering into our world, and yet he intersects in our world kind of in everyday life. You know, Mary and Joseph were just really, at this point, young kids probably, and they were doing the things that everybody else did. The entire world had to pay their taxes, and they did too. The entire world had to go to kind of their ancestral home. Well, they did too. They were just kind of living life like you and I do, like the whole rest of the world does. They were traveling. They were starting a family. If you've ever traveled with young kids, you know what that's like. And that's what they were doing. They were traveling with a very, very pregnant wife. Different than we do, but you know what? Just life was happening, and it's at that life just going on like it does for all of us every day. And God blended in his intersection, him coming to be with us, came there, starting a family. That's where Emmanuel happened. Normal life. And in some ways, God with us looks just like how I'm living my life otherwise. Just going about doing the things that we always do. That's how Emmanuel entered the world. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Again, something that happens all the time. Somebody had a baby. But this case, God entering into our world in that normal part of life, is in some ways remarkable. And it's remarkable not because of how it happened, but because of who did the entering. This was God himself. God himself was coming into our world, but he did it as a small baby in a small town, in a difficult situation. You know, some births are easier than others. Some families are kind of life, their normal course of life is a little bit easier perhaps, a little bit more affluent than others. Well, God with us, God coming to be with us, he entered not just in the ordinary course of life, but he entered into the normal difficulties and hardships that you and I enter into. And here's why that's remarkable. It's from where he's coming from to where he's going to be. He left heaven to be a little helpless baby who wasn't even in a bed. He was in a manger, in a stable, wrapped in cloths, strips of cloth, it says. And perfection, heaven is perfect. And perfection entered into brokenness at this point in the story. Joy entered into sorrow. Peace entered into chaos. And that's a remarkable thing. And I think it's remarkable because of the incredible humility that it showed on God's part. God came to be with us, but what that took is an unbelievable amount of humility. He humbled himself greatly to enter into our world, to enter into the normal course of life, to enter into the difficulties and the sorrows and the struggles that we have. He came into our life not just in the good parts, but in all of the parts, in the parts that don't go so well, in the parts that are confusing, in the parts that are, you just wish you could change. God, Emmanuel, came and blended in to that kind of a life. And that's amazing. It's remarkable. Because God at this point was no less powerful. Jesus was no less powerful than when he was in heaven. But he chose the difficulty and humility that we live in to be with us. And it's good for us to see, I think, in this story, God's gentle humility. I think it's good to see that God with us, Emmanuel, this Christmas story shows God gently humble, loving you and I so much, wanting to be with us so much that he just is willing to walk through our life the way that it is. I like that. But there's more to the story than this. And at this point in the story, we see God with us, Emmanuel just kind of blending into our normal life. But at this point in the story, as we keep reading through Luke here, the mundane kind of meets the spectacular, if you will. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock at night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. Now, I've never seen an angel, I don't think. But I'm guessing that he's pretty big. And I'm guessing that he's pretty bright in the dark night sky. And I'm guessing that he's pretty loud. And all of a sudden, these shepherds, who were just going about their life, They were just out watching their sheep. God entered into their mundane, normal world, but it was a little different here. He let them know he was there. There was no hiding this part, because an angel showed up, and I think it lit up the sky. And God's incredible power and his magnificence was just on display, and these guys were, wow, oh my goodness, wouldn't it be fun if tonight the angels lit up the sky for you? I would think that was fun. That's what happened there for these guys. There was no hiding this. You see, God entered this world humbly, but he did it without surrendering his greatness. He chose to be humble and to walk with us, but he was still God. He was still great and powerful. The angels still served him and worshiped him. The world still was under his command. Emmanuel, God with us. This story of God coming to find us, he's willing to come and be with us, but he's still God. He entered our world. He entered our normal world. He entered the normal world of the shepherds that night. But you know what he did? He made their normal world a little bit different. And it's good for us to see that. That Emmanuel, God with us, God with me, God with you, makes my world. I still got to go through the same things. There's still difficulty. But he walks through it with me, and he makes it different. He makes it better. He makes it special. He makes it different than it was. And it is good for us to see God's magnificence. And we see it here in this story. God with us. He's willing to be with us through whatever we go through, but he does it like God does it. And sometimes you're just going to know it, and you're just going to see it, and he's going to stand up, and he's going to sing, and the sky is going to light up. And it's good for us to see God's magnificence. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." A Savior. God himself, Christ the Lord, a Savior. Emmanuel, coming to be with us to do what? To restore the relationship that was gone. God came looking for you and I. And this story that he'd been planning for so long, and Christmas is about the point in history where God intersects us. And he himself comes to be our Savior. And the thing that was lost is recovered. The relationship that was broken by sin is restored. That what was stolen from us by our own foolishness is redeemed. We're bought back. Because this little baby, God himself, came amidst great fanfare, but in a very humble way, specifically to live a perfect life and to sacrifice that perfect life to pay the penalty for my sins and yours. So that the thing that separates us from God is taken out of the way, and we are welcomed home if we accept that payment. That's the story of Christmas. That's the purpose of Emmanuel, God with us. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." That's really the story of Christmas, guys. Glory to God in the highest. Why? Because he's come to be with us, and you and I, because of what he has done, because he came looking for us, we can have peace. We can have God's favor again. Because God himself loved you so much that he came here humbly and yet with all of his power, and he lived his life to win us back, to buy us back, so that what was lost could be recovered, so that the relationship that God started creation with could be restored and last for all eternity. And you know what? The real story of Christmas is this. I think that God is good. That God is good. And the greatest evidence of that, I think the greatest evidence that God is good, is that he came to be with us. He came here. Emmanuel. This little boy, God himself, came to be with us. So this Christmas, it's good for us to see God's gentle humility. It's good for us to see God's magnificence. And we can see both tonight, tomorrow, because God is with us. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much. Thank you, Jesus, that you came, that you were willing to humble yourself so greatly on that night, to come and to be with us. You loved us so much. Jesus, you loved the world so much that you came to find us. And if we accept you, if we believe in you and accept you, we won't perish but have everlasting life. That's the story. That's the great gift of Christmas. Thank you. Thank you. That you walk through our ordinary life, but you're still God, and you make it different. I just pray for each one here, Lord. Help us this next year and for the rest of our lives and for all of eternity to hold your hand and to be with you. In Jesus' name, amen.